This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 25th, 2025. Amateur radio had a crucial role in locating a mother and her 9-year-old son lost in California's Stanislaus National Forest. On Friday, July 11th, 2025, the pair was reported overdue from a day trip to Camp Wolfboro, a popular scout camp in the Sierra Nevada Mountains. On Saturday, July 12th, the Calaveras County Volunteer Search and Rescue Team, SAR, was conducting its monthly training exercise along the Stanislaus River when members received notification that Tammy and son Sterling had been reported missing since Friday afternoon and were not answering their cell phones. The SAR team set up a command post at Black Springs Off-Highway Vehicle Riding and Recreational Area and quickly began initiating a road-based search using four-wheel drive vehicles and air support from the California Highway Patrol. Joining the search was a deputy and a Forest Service law enforcement ranger who responded to 911 text from campers in the area that a vehicle, possibly matching the descriptions of the pair's missing car, had been found. The SAR team began to find handwritten notes posted near a remote Forest Service road and then another about a mile away that included a telephone number and the names of the missing individuals. Then just before 6 p.m., the car and the lost mother and son were found. But the rescue was not over. SAR team members were unable to communicate with their command post using conventional frequencies and cell phones from their deep woods location. So, according to information from a Sheriff's Department news release, they used an amateur radio frequency to report their emergency traffic. That call was immediately answered by a retired El Dorado County Communications Supervisor, who is also an amateur radio operator, monitoring from his home. He contacted the El Dorado 911 Center and provided the information to the Calaveras County Dispatch. The SAR command post was notified, and the mother and her son were transported to waiting family members. Young Sterling also had a hand with the rescue. He used his scout whistle to blow SOS, the internationally recognized Morse code distress signal, to give searchers a better chance of locating their position. ARRL has filed comments with the Federal Communications Commission to oppose part of an application that would impact 70-centimeter amateur radio band for telemetry, tracking, and command, TT&C, of satellites. The application from AST and Science, LLC, AST, requests unprecedented authorization to 430 to 440 megahertz for a constellation of totaling 240 satellites to communicate with 5 ground stations using up to 5 channels with up to 256K of bandwidth. The formal opposition filed by ARRL's Washington Council asserts that the permission AST seeks to use the 430 to 440 megahertz band should be denied because AST does not demonstrate the need for TT&C spectrum beyond that available within existing allocations. The 70-centimeter band is also used in emergency communications. The comments go on to outline why the application would be non-compliant with the ITU Radio Regulations Treaty. Relay comments to the application are due by August 5, 2025. ARRL will continue to promote and protect amateur radio spectrum. You can read the complete filing at ARRL.org. The ARRL Board of Directors met on July 18th and 19th, 2025, and accomplished work on behalf of members. Some of the highlights of the meeting include establishment of a 10-band DXCC award, review of the status of ARRL's Washington advocacy on amateur radio, creation of a new ARRL museum and research library called Radio Alpha, action on the report and recommendations of the Special Committee on Bylaw 46 that was published in December of 2024 and first considered by the Board in January. Also, establishment of a 2026 as the Year of the Club to honor and support the work of ARRL-affiliated radio clubs, and approval for a year-long celebration in 2026 to mark the semi-quincentennial of the United States, including a commemorative ARRL U.S. 250 Work States All Award for contacts made during the year. You can read more about actions taken by the ARRL Board of Directors at ARRL.org or in a member bulletin mailed just a few days ago. Well-known QSL manager Joseph Arcure Jr., W3HNK, has become a silent key, passing away at the age of 91 on July 20th, 25. From the Daily DX profile of Arcure, he was licensed in 1956, his first station operated on a modest 40-meter folded dipole. Driven by curiosity and tenacity, he soon upgraded his license in New York City. The process had become legendary in family lore, thanks to a broken pencil and Esther, his steadfast wife and greatest supporter. An avid DX, Joe was struck by the DX bug in 1957, pursuing contacts with distant stations on CWAM and later single sideband. His passion for connecting with the world reached a new milestone in August of 1963, when a QSL confirmation request from Southern Rhodesia introduced him to the role of QSL manager. Beyond managing QSLs, Joe explored the world as an operator, participating in DX expeditions to St. Martin, the British Virgin Islands, Anguilla, Turks, and Cassios Islands. His love for CW, especially on 15 meters, reflected nostalgia from his early days as a novice and from the reverence of the golden age of radio. Joe confirmed 337 current DXCC countries, 363 all-time, and while a few rare ones eluded him, his pursuit of excellence and community spirit never waned. He was also known for helping fellow collectors and for sharing his collection of stamps and stories with friends old and new. You can read the full story, courtesy of the Daily DX, on ARRL News. Beginning in early August, amateur radio frequencies will be active with feline and canine QSOs. International Cat Day special event station W1C in the United States will be on the air August 7th and 8th, 0000 to 2359 Zulu. All HF frequencies will be in use, CW and single sideband only, though. Call signs in Europe will be DA0CAT, that's in Germany, YL1CAT in Latvia, and GB9CAT in the United Kingdom. International Cat Day was created in 2002 by the International Fund for Animal Welfare. It is a day to raise awareness for cats and learn about ways to help them and protect them. A QSL certificate can be downloaded from QRZ. International Dog Day, IDD, National Dog Day in the United States, begins on August 26th every year. Special event station K2D will be on the air, joined by operators in Europe. The U.S.-based team of 10 operators will be operating from August 20th through the 26th, 0000 to 0000 Zulu. That tradition was created 21 years ago in 2004. 147 in dog years, by pet advocate Colleen Page, a pet and family lifestyle expert. August was chosen because it was the month her family adopted their first dog, Sheldie, from an animal shelter. International Dog Day stations will be using Hamlog Online. Four awards will be available to amateur radio operators making contacts with IDD stations. The Portage County Amateur Radio Service, PCARS, will celebrate its 20th anniversary on August 9th, 2025, at the club site in Ravenna, Ohio. Special event station K8BF will be on the air from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, working to make contact with operators around the world. There will be a 20th anniversary special event station certificate for all stations making contact. PCARS, an affiliate of ARRL, officially started in November of 2025 and held its first meeting in January of 2026. Additional information is available at the club's website or on Facebook. A reminder that Youth on the Air Yoda Junior Camp USA 2025 for under 15-year-old amateur radio operators in the Americas will operate special event station W8Y beginning at 1900 Zulu on Friday, July 25th and conclude at 1600 Zulu on Sunday, July 27th. In addition, campers will have the opportunity to operate during the following dedicated times, July 25th, 6:30 to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and on Saturday, July 26th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The opening ceremony will take place at 1700 Zulu on July 25th and will be live streamed on the Youth on the Air YouTube channel, and daily highlight videos will also be posted on YouTube. Funding for Yoda Junior USA 2025 is provided by a grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC, and is hosted by the Westchester Amateur Radio Association. For additional information, visit youthontheair.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. We have learned that AST and Science LLC has filed an application with the FCC to use the 430, through 440 megahertz band for their satellites, all 248 of them. This will be for telemetry, tracking, and telecommand. If approved, they will be using amateur bands for commercial purposes. This is of great concern to AMSAT, as our satellites also use this portion of the band as authorized by the FCC. Public comment was accepted through July 21st. AMSAT filed a comment, as did AMSAT Germany and over 600 individuals. It was interesting that their application was to use the 70-centimeter portion of the band during initial post-launch period and outside the U.S. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, on July 26th and 27th, it's the RSGB IOTA contest, CW and phone. Also on the 26th and 27th, the Alabama QSO party, CW and phone. July 27th, the ARS Flight of the Bumblebees, CW. July 28th, the RSGP FT4 contest, that's digital. July 29th, the ICWC medium speed test, that is CW. August 1st, the NCCC Sprint, CW. August 2nd and 3rd, the 1010 International Summer Contest, single sideband and phone. And on August 2nd and 3rd, the North American QSO Party, CW. And on August 2nd and 3rd, the ARRL 220 MHz Up Distance Contest, CW, phone, and digital. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on July 26th, ARRL West Virginia State Convention in Hamfest, that's in Sutton, West Virginia. August 2nd, the ARRL Maine State Convention in Hamfest, that's in Augusta, Maine. August 3rd, the SVARC Berryville Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Roanoke Division Convention, that's in Berryville, Virginia. And on August 9th, the ARRL Idaho State Convention, that's in Post Falls, Idaho. Remember to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Lake County Amateur Radio Association in Lake County, Ohio, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.